KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, a little breezy out there, and 3 degrees below zero. There was a wind chill warning still in effect for a portion of the KJAN listening area until noon today, and a wind chill advisory for the remainder of the area. The wind chill warning continues until noon for Cass, Adair, Adams, Ottawan, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and the wind chill advisory until noon for the remainder of the listening area, as I mentioned. You can expect wind chills today from 15 to 30 degrees below zero, so do bundle up and bundle up in layers and keep your skin covered as much as possible if you're planning to be outside for any length of time. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Monday approved a request by Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm to apply for a Water Quality Initiative Urban Conservation Grant project. Stasselm said he was informed of the grant availability by City Administrator John Lund, and it would be a 50% match in order to obtain the full grant amount. One of the projects he's considering, if the grant application is approved, is public gardens planning for the Nishna Park near the Atlantic High School in cooperation with ISU Extension.
The project would require installing two bioswales, native plantings, and this would be to help improve water quality and also the stormwater runoff. Also some bioretention and rain gardens too.
The cost estimate for the entire project ranges from $30,000 to $35,000, minus any plantings that occur and any action taken by the school district to do their part if they approve. With in-kind labor and other financial juggling, he says the city's matching share of the cost could be lowered to $10,000 to $15,000.
In talking to John, he did say that he would be able to transfer $10,000 from stormwater, transfer it into our loss for this project. So essentially, if it was to dip into more of the $30,000, then it would be coming out of five out of lost.
And in other business, Parks and Rec Department accepted a $500 check from the Atlantic Royal Neighbors. And Jolene Smith, who's a Parks and Rec board member and Royal Neighbors member, explained where those funds are coming from.
Last summer, we had a difference maker out at Sunnyside before the movie on July 7th. And we served hot dogs and chips and cookies and that. And the different chapters get to vote on these projects. Well, we're so small here, we never win anything. Then you're put into a drawing after that. And congratulations to you and your team for having your Difference Maker project randomly selected as second quarter Difference Maker contest winner. Enclosed is a $500 donation check made payable to Shelburne Recreation Area for your team to present as earliest convenience. We'd like it to go for picnic tables in the shelter that's being built this summer.
And finally, Seth Stasselm said the ice rink that opened last week and will remain open while the temperatures allow. Sunnyside Park is also open for winter activities, even disc golf, but the roads into and out of the park are closed for the season. The Parks Board will next meet on February 12th and March 12th. And before we dive into the rest of the news, here's a look at those schools that are running late this morning due to the bitterly cold temperatures. Atlantic Community Schools has a two-hour late start. Adair Casey Guthrie Center is 2 hours late. The office is open there at 10 a.m. Classes begin at 10:20. AHSTW is 2 hours late. No morning activities today. Audubon is 2 hours late. No morning pre-kindergarten. Bedford and Boyer Valley are 2 hours late and no morning preschool at Boyer Valley. Cam, Charter Oak Ute, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston, Denison, they're all running 2 hours late this morning. East Mills is a 90-minute late start. Exira EHK is 2 hours late. Essex and Fremont Mills are running 90 minutes late this morning. Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and Panorama are all 2 hours late. Red Oak is 2 hours late. Riverside's 2 hours late. No morning preschool, but the child care will open at normal time. Also for Southwest Valley, Stanton, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Central Valley, they're all 2 hours late this morning, and no morning preschool at West Central Valley. Woodbine and West Harrison are 2 hours late. No Jack and Jill preschool at the Y this morning. And the Little Lambs preschool is closed for the day. Atlantic Head Start will start 2 hours late right alongside the Atlantic Community Schools. In other news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested over the weekend on drug charges. On Friday, 38-year-old Michael Shane Trotter of Atlantic was arrested on a felony charge of possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. Trotter was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held there, as of yesterday, on $1,000 bond. On Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 24-year-old Courtney Lee Jones of Casey on charges of possession of meth, second offense. Jones was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. Also arrested Saturday was 49-year-old Connie J. Emgarten of Casey for possession of meth, second offense. Emgarten was later released on $1,000 bond. Separately, on January 10th, Cass County deputies arrested 23-year-old Brian Edward Conchalo of Atlantic on a charge of driving while barred. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And on Friday, 48-year-old Jody Ann Tuttle of Harlan was arrested for OWI first offense. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and also released the following day on her own recognizance. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people have been transported to the Cass County Hospital on Sunday following an accident on Interstate 80. This in an update to our reports yesterday morning. Officials say the crash happened at around 8:43 a.m. on I-80 eastbound when an eastbound 2017 semi-tractor trailer driven by 40-year-old Joseph Erbauer of Bennington, Nebraska, hit a 1997 Dodge Ram pickup head-on. That's because the pickup had crossed from the east westbound lanes into the eastbound lanes after it went out of control on the icy road. It was driven by Shauna Marie Overturf. Overturf and her passenger were transported by Anita Rescue and Medevac to Cass County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Damage from the accident amounted to $20,000. Overturf was cited for failure to maintain control. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two individuals following a traffic stop Sunday morning. 37-year-old Chad Laverne Anderson of Exira was arrested at around 2:40 a.m. for driving while suspended. A passenger in the vehicle, 27-year-old Rebecca Lynn Matson of Exira, was arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court. Anderson was released on his own recognizance later that same morning. Matson was being held in the Audubon County Jail while awaiting extradition to Pottawatomie County. Police in Creston today arrested James Chandler Sash at his residence on West Adams Street. Sash was taken into custody on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department on Monday report a suspect in the December 30th carjacking incident at the Horseshoe Casino was arrested Sunday after he turned himself in on warrants. With assistance from the public, the suspect was identified as 51-year-old John Edward McAuliffe Jr. of Omaha. Detectives were able to obtain arrest warrants for McAuliffe, charging him with attempted murder, robbery in the first degree, and willful injury. He remains held in the Pottawatomie County Jail after turning himself in on those warrants. Glenwood police report 28-year-old Joshua Hastie of Glenwood was arrested Sunday on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear in court. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Hastie's total bond was set at $2,800. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests. At around 9:15 a.m. on Monday, 45-year-old Gregory Richard Chaplin of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for a violation of probation. He was arrested at the Pott County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. And early Saturday morning, 37-year-old Renee Lynn Adams of Hastings was arrested for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's officials in Union County reported two weekend arrests yesterday. At around 11 p.m. Friday, deputies arrested 46-year-old Kevin J. Giles of Orient. He was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant out of Union County for probation violation. Giles was being held on $10,000 bond. And just before 9 p.m. on Sunday, 50-year-old Hiram Lavoy Annis II of Lorimore was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear on a child support matter. Annis was being held in the Union County Jail on $3,790 bond until being transported to the Page County Jail. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.